It's the radio segment that just got knighted by the Queen for his charity work giving noogies to underprivileged kids. He's been doing it for 25 years.
It's a long time.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other sewer nuggets just don't. This first laser story is out of Warren, Missouri. Police are on the hunt for a suspect who's been breaking into unlocked cars at auto shops and pooping in them.
It's not a porta potty.
It's kind of
The unidentified man first struck at Mr. Friendly's auto service.
Oh, that is the wrong name.
The attendant said they went out to get the car and bring it around for the customer, but when they got in, they got a very unwelcome surprise on the passenger seat.
Too.
Oh my God, can you imagine the mechanic having to have that talk with a customer?
They immediately checked the security tapes, and it showed the man opening the customer's van, then awkwardly squatting in it.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
Oh, man.
But why?
He did it again at three other repair shops.
Oh my God!
Including Twins Tire Service.
Nah.
At that place, attendants were fixing a van with electrical problems, so the vehicle couldn't lock properly.
Uh-oh.
When they came back the next morning, there it was.
Oh.
Staring back at them from the driver's seat.
You're gonna make me gag.
I do see it with eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The employee said although it was unsettling, the stuff froze due to cold temperatures.
Okay.
No!
I'm done.
And he was able to shovel it out of the car with a much easier cleanup.
Oh, that's good. In a way, that's way better.
You should be happy that it's freezing temperatures.
I'm going to gag.
Alexis can't handle it. Brooke, unwavering when we get to fecal talk.
It's like you become a mom, and you're like, whatever.
The other good news is that this latest incident was all caught on tape, including the suspect's license plate.
Wait, he had his own car?
I guess so.
I thought for sure
this guy was walking for some reason.
Well, he's not going to do it in his own car.
I don't know.
Authorities are asking the public if they have any tips on the mystery car pooper to please call their hotline. I'm assuming 1-800-SQUAT?
Yeah.
Something like that. This next laser story is out of Lincolnshire, England. There's a 44-year-old guy named Ben Barron, and he was driving through an area that's a known speed trap where traffic cameras have caught him speeding before.
The worst areas.
But this time, he remembered the trap was coming.
That's right.
So he was driving under the speed limit as he passed. And then to celebrate not getting a speeding ticket this time, he took both hands off the wheel for 5 seconds, opened the sunroof, and flipped a double bird to the cameras.
Yeah.
To do that either, though.
Well, why not?
He told all of his friends and thought it was funny. That was until he got a ticket in the mail.
No. What? For what?
For not having proper control of his vehicle because his hands were off the wheel.
That's what he gets.
Dang cameras.
That is what you get, bro.
So one-handed one that you need to do. One-handed bird.
Yeah.
He'll have to go to court soon to find out how much he's going to be fined. The maximum penalty is $1,400.
God, wow.
So it depends on how not funny the cops find it. As for Ben, he's decided to launch a GoFundMe, saying, quote, hopefully people with a sense of humor will donate.
No.
I'll pay the fine off and then give the rest to charity if there's anything left.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you will. Anybody trust him? I don't.
Yeah, the flip-off guy is real charitable.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Screen Time Central.
Ooh, I'm here a lot.
If you thought it sounded boring to watch videos of other people playing video games, I don't know what you're going to think of this.
Dude, I'm 100,000% on board with whatever you're about to say.
Because one of the biggest new YouTube trends is watching random strangers study.
What?
That's right.
I'm not behind
Jose's
this.
Like, wait, what is that? I've never done that before.
We're going to the video game angle, and I was going to agree.
Yeah.
It's just a video of somebody sitting there for hours at a time quietly studying. So why are these videos so popular? One reason is that some people like to put them on when they're studying or working, so it feels like they're not doing it alone.
Oh, like you're in a group study, maybe. That's
whatever.
Cool.
You're procrastinating, I know it.
The second reason is that seeing someone else struggling to study can be a good reminder that you're not the only one having trouble with work.
This all makes
sense. You watch them have a freak out,
and you slam the book down and throw it across the room.
And the third reason people do it is money.
What? Oh. Hmm? You mean they're making money off of these videos?
Apparently, amateur YouTubers have already set up accounts with up to 100 videos on their channel. Some even promise a new silent study vid every day.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Gotta pay those student loans off somehow.
Yeah. Yep.
One channel already has 300,000 subscribers
Dang.
On it in just 3 weeks.
What?
That's a lot.
You are putting way too much work into those Song of the Week videos that
I
we
know.
Do.
Yeah. It's so disheartening. I just have to sit there and do nothing.
Well,
apparently.
Maybe you should do a video of you writing the Song
exactly
of the Week.
Exactly what I was going to say.
There you go. It'd be a lot more cussing, I think,
yeah.
and frustration. But
this next laser story is out of Cozy COVID Corner.
COVID part.
Is there anything you'll never do again, even after the pandemic is over?
Yeah.
A new poll asked 2,000 people that question, and here were the top 7 answers.
Oh, this is interesting.
Number 7 is standing really close to people in line.
I mean, yeah, I hope people don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I hate those neck
I don't
breathers.
Like when they get close
no.
to you.
I don't care. It's somebody close to me.
Just any proximity, any intimacy with anybody.
Exactly.
Number 6, sharing soup with a stranger.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What?
Ew. You've never just gone into a cafeteria and sat down and just shared a bowl?
Split
a bowl of broccoli cheddar with someone?
Ew.
Don't knock until you try it. Number 5, borrowing someone else's bathing suit.
What?
I hate myself in my own bathing suit. I'm not going to hate myself in somebody else's okay. bathing suit.
Number 4, making out with strangers at a bar.
What? I'm going to still do that?
That's going to be tough.
It's basically sharing soup with a stranger, but in your mouth
no,
already.
Saliva soup.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Hey, baby, you want a mouth soup?
Number 3, using a friend's makeup or trying out makeup samples at a store.
I'll do some of it, but I never share eye makeup.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get pink eye from somebody.
Yeah.
I don't trust
you don't
people.
I never knew that you wore eye makeup, Brooke.
I'm not right now, but I do.
Oh, I would love to see that sometime.
It's hard to see behind my big glasses.
Okay. Stop.
Number 2, taking a bite of someone else's sandwich.
Get in my belly!
Is it a stranger like the soup,
yeah,
or is it
like
a person I know?
Yeah, then of course I'll do it.
It's always a stranger.
Oh, okay.
Probably not then.
And finally, the number 1 thing we'll never do again because of the pandemic is sharing chapstick.
Go!
Probably right.
It's already a little questionable.
I mean, you're making out with strangers in the bar.
That's
again,
different, bro.
It's not.
Yeah.
That's different. I wouldn't let the guy borrow my chapstick. I'm just going to make out with him.
You're just going to let him eat the chapstick off of your lips.
Yeah.
Speaking of chapstick, this little guy borrowed Brooke's chapstick.
Oh.
Let's just say he didn't put it on his lips.
Oh.
The sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again, same time on Friday.
It's too bad.